government and Big Pharma have entered into a secret conspiracy in which secret government contracts are sold to Big Pharma that allow for secret chemicals to be placed in coffee seeds, all under the watchful eye of Big Coffee, who is secretly working with other world forces, all in a sinister plot to get alien embryos in our coffee so Big Pharma can sell us alien contraceptive pills. Or, if you'd rather get some rational news, check out Radio Free Thinker, the radio show / podcast that promotes skepticism, critical thinking, and science education, every Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Well, that's it for this week's Discorder show. Thanks for tuning in. Come back and check us out 2 weeks from now, May 11th, 6 p.m. for the next episode of the show. And last but definitely not least, go on Facebook and you can find us at Discorder Radio Show. And click like, so we'll post all the podcasts and all the updated information on Facebook, which seems to be what everyone's doing nowadays. Until next time, take care, have a good one, stay safe, and don't forget, vote.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I am the host of this show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. My name is Anita B, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock tonight, and this is where Canadian music is played. So, I've never played this band that we just heard before, and that band is Hard Feelings, and I really like these guys. They're amazing. So, let me tell you a little bit about Hard Feelings. So, by the way, that song I found on their MySpace page. Okay, so they've got, it looks like at least two songs up here on their MySpace page. And here they are. They're from East Van. I love how people are just like so proud of East Van. I mean, I'm from East Van. I live in East Van. But it's just funny. They have to specify the East Van situation. And let's see, what else can I tell you about? I've never seen them live before. But the members, I'm trying to get the members here. I think they may be a three-piece. So Al Boyle is one of them. Now, is Rick O'Dell a member? I'm just trying to see here. Anyways, it looks like they're a three-piece, and they're awesome. So I'm pretty excited that some new and good music is coming out of the city. So way to go, guys. All right, so let's continue then. We have a whole bunch of course, Canadian music coming up. Let's listen to something from Hot Hot Heat. I haven't played these guys in ages. And they do have a new album out. It's called Future Breeds. I like that. That's a funny name for an album. So Future Breeds. These guys, of course, are out of Victoria. And they've had some personnel changes over the years. And is this still on Sub Pop? And no, it's not. It's on a label called, Dangerbird Records. Because they have been on Sub Pop, I think. I'm sure they were. And let's see, what song shall we, I don't know. Here, let's hear track number three. So track number three is called Times a Thousand. And what else can I tell you? I don't know. I'm just going to shut up so we can hear the music. This is Hot Hot Heat with the song Future Breeds on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Me. Now you're here, look around, is this really what you wanted to see?
Everybody else is on their phone. Oh Lord, got me. to put you down, but I don't really have a choice, you understand? Come forward, cause if you really exist, you'd have blown us all to bits by now. But somehow, I guess we'll just keep pretending we believe in what we know to be untrue. Now I have a clue why I'm afraid of a world that was made to unite me and you. Dawn enough on me. I get the feeling that something's wrong with me. I curse this death that's left on me. And I hope to death that I get free. Well, Mama, I'm fine. And I would love to tell you I don't need to drink to keep myself alive. Be lying, it's all I can do to blind myself from these horrifying nights, and it's so tiring. All the things that I've been thinking recently, they're terrifying just to write. But I'm trying, man, I've stolen everything, and now I'm gonna have to stand alone and fight. Yeah, stolen everything, and now I'm gonna have to stand alone and fight. I'll be alright. Another dawn enough for me. I get the feeling that something's wrong with me. I curse this death that's left on me. And I hope to death that I get free. To love.
third annual Dancing Bear Music Festival is taking place Saturday, April 30th at Quest University in Squamish. Nonprofit and organized completely by students, this year's lineup features John and Roy, Brastronaut, Topless Gay Love Techno Party, Humans, and more. Local vendors, a children's area, and tie-dyeing promises fun for the whole family. Tickets are $15 for students, $20 general admission, and $25 at the door. Tickets are available at Zulu Records and High Life Records. To check out other ticket locations or to purchase tickets online, find Dancing Bear Music Festival on Facebook or visit dancingbearmusicfestival.com.
Beautiful. Oh, Catherine Calder. She's got a gorgeous voice. I just, oh, makes me almost weep because her songs are so beautiful and her voice is just so, it's like a clear bell, her voice. It's just unbelievable. Anyways, that, of course, is Catherine Calder with this song. I think it was Arrow. Yes. So the song was Arrow from her album, Are You My Mother? And I'm surprised it's actually not, this album isn't released on Mint. And I say that because she, well, is sort of a Mint kid in the fact that her last album, well, actually, she is or was in the band Immaculate Machine, which was on Mint Records. And she's also sort of the newer member of the New Pornographers. But mind you, the New Pornographers, their last album, I believe, was not on Mint. It was on, oh, God, was it even on Merge? Well, I'm not sure. Anyways, Catherine Calder's out of Victoria, and there you go. This is her new album. It's amazing. Okay, and then before Catherine Calder, we heard something else from local. We've heard a bunch of local bands, really. I suppose Victoria bands are semi-local, quasi-local, but Sun Wizard, this is the band I'm talking about, and they are awesome, and they actually, it looks like their CD release party is this Thursday, so today is what, Wednesday? Is today really Wednesday already? Which means tomorrow. So go to the Biltmore The Biltmore, the Sun Wizard. Yeah. Sun Wizard is, like I said, having their CD release party. The name of their new CD is Positively Fourth Avenue. And, let me tell you the lineup on this, show here. They've got, so it is, okay. It's, Sun Wizard with Slam Dunk and The High Drops. That's a funny name, The High Drops. And I say it's funny because I'm a fan of the band The High Dials. And part of me is almost thinking, is that a typo? But anyways, it's Slam Dunk, The High Drops. And of course, Sun Wizard are headlining tomorrow night at the Biltmore. So go check it out. The Biltmore, of course, is at the corner of King Edward and King Edward and 12th. You can't miss it. It's got the big, you know, pink light. All right. What else did we hear before that? Before Sun Wizard, we heard, Hot Hot Heat. We heard the song Times a Thousand from their new album, Future Breeds. All right. It is now 10 to 7. That's about 11 to 7. And my name is Anita B. And we are listening to CITR. That would be 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm just checking out the weather. Let's see what we have going on in our forecast. Let's see. All right. It's so cold out. So it's currently 7 degrees and it's overcast. I wore my winter coat again today. That doesn't surprise me. I was like, when am I going to get rid of this brown puffy coat? Like, I'm just done with it. And just when I think I can put it away for the season. Well, no. All right. So let's see. Okay. So the low tonight is, it says here 5. And it's light rain. And currently, it wasn't raining when I came in. So tomorrow is Thursday, a high of only 9. Yes, 9. And it's going to be cloudy with showers tomorrow. Yay! And 9 degrees. That's so cold. All right, let's with an 80% chance of precipitation tomorrow. Now let's continue. Let's try to be positive. Okay, Friday's looking better. Friday, April 29th, we are going to be having a high of 14. With sun, with some cloudy periods. And then Saturday and Sunday, so the weekend. And do you know this Sunday is already May 1st? Yes, it is. How crazy is that? So for the weekend, Saturday's a high of 12 and Sunday's a high of 15 with variable cloudiness. There you go. All right, let's get back to the show. Let's get back to some listening to music. And since I was talking about this band, The High Dials, let's listen to them. I think we listened to them last week, and that's okay. These guys are a band out of Montreal. They used to be the Dotsons, and I do believe there was a lineup change as well there. And basically another band, I think, had the name the Dotsons, and then they decided to just scrap it. And they were more, like, when the band the Dotsons were in effect, if you will, they were, like, if I remember correctly, like, totally a mod band. They're kind of mod, sort of almost like Duotang a bit, and that sort of vibe. I should play some Duotang if I can find some. But anyways, but now the High Dials, they have a new album out. It's called Anthems for Doomed Youth. It's so positive. And they're like psychedelic-y. And speaking of psychedelic-y music, I think I'm also going to play us something from the band Quest for Fire. I think I'll play a little Quest for Fire today as well. Anyways, back to the High Dials. Let's see what we're going to hear here. Let's hear song 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's called Chinese Boxes. Chinese Boxes. There you go. All right. So there. Let's get this thing going. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are coming at you from the campus of UBC. This here is the High Dials. I lifted a lid, I looked in at yesterday. I found
a lot like shades of grey from so far away. Where I lie now, we drifted apart. I guess I never thought we would have a Hollywood sunset end. There's no goodbyes, 'cause some doors never close, and the doors we chose fell off the hinges. Oh, girl, Chinese buses. Oh, yeah. Things happen for reason. I don't know, 'cause I haven't seen the rest. I'd have to see how it ends, how it ends. Something changed, moved whole continents. A massive shift in the tectonic plates. I still draw blanks. Do you feel that vertigo? Where'd the bottom go? Facing on the bathroom wall. Oh, girl, Chinese boxes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, that right there was, who was that? That was the High Dials. Yeah, that was the High Dials. Anyways, just a little clarification. If you heard me say that the Biltmore was at King Edward, in my head I said King's Way, so I'm sorry if you misunderstood. So anyways, I'm talking about the Sun Wizard Show, which is tomorrow night. It's their CD release, so it's on King's Way and 12th. You can't miss the Biltmore. And probably most people who would be going to the show would know where the Biltmore is. But anyways, okay, so everybody go see Sun Wizard there. Anyways, there you go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And like I said, that was the High Dials. And I really, really love that song. That song right there was called Chinese Boxes. And these guys are out of Montreal. Very cool. Let's continue with the music, though. We're going to hear my favorite band. Yes, we can. I would be remiss if I didn't play my favorite band, my special boyfriend band. We're talking about Wolf Parade, Expo 86. This album is so amazing, as are all of their stuff. These guys, key players, originally out of Victoria, and have been a band out of Montreal since, I guess, 2003 or so. All right, so this is Expo 86, the album, and the song we're going to hear from Wolf Parade is Po Buddy's Nerfect. There we go. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And as I said, Po Buddy's Nerfect, I hit the wrong CD. Isn't that just so typical? Okay, this is Po Buddy's, that last band was the High Dials. This here, again, is Wolf Parade. Hey, remember how I was talking about that Sun Wizard show, which is coming up like tomorrow night already? Well, guess what? I actually have tickets. If you are interested in going to see Sun Wizard tomorrow night at the Biltmore, which is at Kingsway and 12th, let's see. Why don't you give me a call here at CITR 101.9 FM? That number is 822-2487, and I will give you, plus it looks like you will, of course, be having yourself a guest. And let me just double check who the band is on the... I think it's the High Drops. The High Drops and another band. Anyways, okay, great. It looks like I have a caller, so hopefully you will be winning tickets. And until... So just hold on while I play us some more music. Oh, what should I put us on right now? Oh, I know. Let's listen to some good old Salmon Blaster. Why not? Let's go back to 1996. And let's play one of my more favorite songs. This song here is called Freeway. These guys are from London, Ontario. They've been long disbanded, but they rock. Here you go. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Anita B. And this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, it's sick, that. Yeah, that's good. Wait, hold on a minute. Pull it up. Stop. You know what you want to do with that, right?
Put it on CITR 101.9 FM.
You want to put a banging donk on it. Yeah, 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 that's sick, that is sick. I can definitely drop to that one. All we need now is like a hook line. You know what, I've got actually the perfect one. Bassline! Oh, wicked! Now put a donk on it.
Missing from your life and from your everyday. I need you to be beside me. Why don't you call me and we'll see. I see you having coffee. You are almost beside me. Tell the rain to look at you. I tell her I need to tell you. I don't know you, but I want to tell you. I just can't leave here without telling you just how. Be so afraid. I asked Lorraine to give it to you when I go to the washroom. I return to the table. I look, but I'm unable to find you anywhere. Ask Lorraine to look for you. I tell her I need to tell you. I don't know you, but I want to tell you. I just can't leave here without telling you. Just me know that she went up to you, gave you my number and said, call him or else he'll be sad. And I waited, for 2 weeks and realized that you'd never call me. How could I have been so stupid? I should have gone up to you and told you myself how.
your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Thank you.
Alrighty, that right there was Frog Eyes, and yeah, I find it difficult to do a show here without playing Frog Eyes. I love them. Anyways, Frog Eyes are a band out of Victoria, and interestingly enough, was it this album? I'm trying to think. This album, by the way, we just heard was called Tears of the Valedictorian. This is, I think, the album that Spencer Krug, who is from Wolf Parade, I think he played on this one. Yes, let's just double check here. Yeah, Frog Eyes is on this record. Melanie Campbell, Spencer Krug, Carrie Mercer, McLeod Zickmoose, and Michael W. Rack. There we go. All right, awesome. These guys rock. You know that. We all know that. Anyways, we heard the song Caravan Breakers, They Prey on the Weak and the Old. By the way, this is my show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B, and I'm here until 8 o'clock, at which point Val comes. That would be Val Cormier. Her show is called Folk Oasis, and Val rocks. I love her. But she's not, I don't see her. I have not seen any sightings of Val yet. She's usually here really early. So fingers crossed, I get to see my lovely Valerina. And by the way, Gak is in. That'd be Gary. His show is called, I know his show. It's got a cool name. It's called Exploding Head Movies. And his show is every Monday at 7:30. So listen every Mondays at 7:30. And actually, he's in a little bit. Well, he's in tonight, so he can actually pre-record his show. He's being a very, very conscientious DJ. Good for him. All right. So, yeah. So before Frog Eyes, we played some Beelines. And this is a local band out of Vancouver, of course. The song we heard is It Rains. And they're, it looks like it's a 10-song sort of indie home job recording thing that I don't know if it's widely distributed, but here at the station, it's got like magic marker on it. So I don't know, whatever it is, it's good. It's called Nominal. And there you go. And then before that, we heard some Hayden going way back to 1995. Yes, way back, with the awesome song Hardly. That whole album, Everything I Long For, is just impeccable. Yes, it is. So there you go. That is the score. And, oh, speaking of the score, I cannot believe that the Canucks won last night. I don't know. It was, leave it to the Canucks to go, I don't know, to do what they just did, you know, up 3 and then go all the way back down 3. So, like, tied at, I'm not even a hockey fan, but I had to watch the game. And, of course, what was it, like 2 minutes left? And the Canucks almost had it in the bag, you know, in regulation time. I'm just like, come on, this is so ridiculous. But I happen to be not from this area. I happen to be from Windsor, and spent a lot of time in Detroit. So I'm actually a Red Wings fan. If there's any hockey team, because I'm not really a fan of hockey at all. But if the Red Wings would have to play the Canucks, which I don't know if they ever would or whatever, I would have to cheer for the Red Wings. But there you go. Oh, speaking of cheering and doing all this and that, and voting and taking sides, the federal election is coming up, so everybody should go out and vote. So the federal election is May 11th, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure it's the 11th. If not, go check your internet to confirm if I've made a mistake or not. But yeah, we as citizens of this democracy, being Canada, really need to all have our say. We do. And it's really a privilege to vote compared to other countries in this world. And I'm a social studies teacher as well. So, yes. Anyways, you do your voting. And hey, according to what I did some research on recently, there are, in the 2006 election, there were 15 parties that were registered as official parties. 15, of course, including like the marijuana party, the, you know, the Green Party, etc. So yeah, so you have a lot of choices out there, people. And yeah, all right, now back to the music. Let's listen to some Neil Young. Why not? Can you believe Neil Young has another album out? Yes, he does. So Neil Young, let's take a look here. What's the name of this album? Here it is. It's called Le Noise, or Le Noise, like L-E noise, as in French. And Neil Young, what can I say? I can't say anything. It's Neil. He's Neil Young, right? So let's just see what he's got here. Let's listen to song number... there's no track listing here. Let's just listen to song number 1. Now, I pulled out the middle here. It looks like it's called... Well, this is very confusing. It looks like there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's just listen to song 1. How does that sound? And then you know that this is off his new album. So song 1, the new Neil Young album. Here it is. And the station you're listening to is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And this show here is Sam Scranch's Hideaway.
Thank you. start to think we're good enough. To think we're good enough. To think we're good, we might just start to think we're cruel enough.
All right, that right there is from local band The Parlor Steps. The song was As the World Turned Out, and the name of that album that is off of is Paul, The Hidden Names. I almost said The Hidden Games. Okay. The Hidden Names. And go check their site out if you'd like. It's parlorsteps.com. They got themselves a prime piece of internet property. Good for them. And there you go. So before The Parlor Steps, we heard something from a now defunct all-girl Vancouver band called The Organ. And the song is Fire in the Ocean. And that band was just impeccable. They broke up, I think it was in 07. And after they broke up, they actually posthumously recorded some songs. So just to sort of, you know, have a record of them, which was cool. I thought that was pretty awesome. And anyways, I can't believe it's been that long ago already. God. Anyways, that song I have and I played from a compilation. And the compilation is called, it's from Mint Records and it's called Wee. It's a Team Mint sampler. There you go. Now, before The Organ, we heard some new stuff from Neil Young from his album, Le Noise. We heard Walk With Me. All right. So hang out with me until 8 o'clock. We've got like 21 minutes or so. My name is Anita B, and you are listening to CITR. Yes, you are. So we're going to hear a little bit of Tricky Woo right now. This is an older song. Now, Tricky Woo, I think they're sort of kind of gone, maybe on a permanent hiatus. I don't know whatever you want to say. They sort of came back a few years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, I think, and did a tour. They're out of Montreal, and this is a great song. You can find this one on another compilation. I'm going to play it from the Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1 compilation, which is put out by Grenadine Records, which is out of Montreal. And as it says along its spine, it says 20 garage rock and pop bands. Yes. All right. So Val is here. Her show, Folk Oasis, will be beginning in about, at 8. Let's just say that, 8 o'clock. And for your information, I will be back in 2 weeks, which is my regular time slot. I'm here from 6:30 until 8 every second Wednesday. And in between me, so I alternate this time slot, 6:30 to 8, with Jonathan B. and his show, which is called Shameless. So there you go. So next week you'll hear him, and that's how that works. Okay. So without much further ado, let's make sure I've got the right CD queued up here. Yes, I do. We're going to be listening to some Tricky Woo. Let's just make sure I'm all good here. Okay. Yes, I am. And, there you go. The song is called Making Time. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The third annual Dancing Bear Music Festival is taking place Saturday, April 30th at Quest University in Squamish. Nonprofit and organized completely by students, this year's lineup features John and Roy, Brastronaut, Topless Gay Love Techno Party, Humans, and more. Local vendors, a children's area, and tie-dyeing promises fun for the whole family. Tickets are $15 for students, $20 general admission, and $25 at the door. Tickets are available at Zulu Records and High Life Records. To check out other ticket locations or to purchase tickets online, find Dancing Bear Music Festival on Facebook or visit dancingbearmusicfestival.com.
New stuff from a band called Quest for Fire. I like these guys a lot. They have a new album out. I think it is their first, if I'm not mistaken. It's called Lights from Paradise, and these guys are from Toronto, and they are significant because a couple of members of this band were in the Deadly Snakes. Now, the Deadly Snakes are a band who I quite love, very much love. Sort of like a garage rockin', just huge membered band with, I think, horns. That's a good way to put it. Anyways, the name of that song is called The Greatest Hits by God. I'm typing it in as I speak. And there you go. That was Quest for Fire. Now, Tricky Woo was in there before that with the song Making Time from the Serpent Gasoline Volume 1 Grenadine Records compilation. And we've got about one more song left until I bid you all adieu. And I will be back, like I said, in a couple of weeks with my normal time slot. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And this from 6:30 until 8 is all Canadian music. And Val Cormier is coming on next with her show Folk Oasis. And I guess I'll just let you know that we're leaving with the Deadly Snakes. I just love the Deadly Snakes. These guys disbanded a few years back, and we're going to hear something from their 06 album, which is called Porcella. Sorry, 05, 2005, Porcella. And the name of the song is called Oh Lord, My Heart. And like I said, people, I will see you all in a couple weeks. My name is Anita B, and this is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
If it is true, you are so hard to tame.